Sea Alaska Heritage Institute is working to strengthen Northwest Coast art in Southeast Alaska. Right now, SHI representatives are touring 10 communities to gather ideas from local people about enhancing Native arts. They're also wrapping up a three-year initiative sponsoring formline design classes in Southeast. Clinket Master Carver Wayne Price was the teacher for the formline class in Haines. He taught about a dozen locals in the traditional artwork of Northwest Coast Natives. Formline design is the distinguishing feature of Clinket, Haida, and Tsimshian artwork. It describes the curving lines that create shapes you see in carvings, weavings, and drawings. Price told his students about the first time he saw carvers using formline design.
I didn't have a clue what it meant, but I knew I really, really liked it. And it wasn't too long for me to figure out what was going to be the destiny of my whole life. And 45 years later, I have had not one day of regret.
Price talked about how Native culture, including art, was suppressed and decimated by outside settlers throughout the 19th and 20th centuries.
This is what we have to come back from. But guess what, people? We're going to. And believe it or not, it starts right here.
Price said, right now, there's a cultural resurgence happening.
Natives are starting to figure out, we do not have to ask no more. We can do it. Nobody is stopping us from learning our culture no more. It's a new time now.
SHI is trying to further that resurgence. 3 years ago, they received a grant to establish Jenate Art Academy. Part of the academy's efforts focused on teaching formline to school teachers and upcoming Native artists. Price's workshop in Haines was one of the last in that three-year effort. SHI Art Director Kari Gruven was there.
Any way that we can perpetuate Northwest Coast arts regionally is kind of what we're going for.
Gruven and her colleagues are traveling to 10 towns in Southeast to ask residents what they think their community needs to enhance Northwest Coast art and artists. A handful of Haines residents gathered at the Chilkoot Indian Association Friday to talk about it. Here's John Hagen.
You can build a lot of culture off of arts. You can start bringing language in, stories, oral tradition, and you can bring back traditional ways of learning, too. It's something like, I think that arts are very important.
Hagen said there's a need for more artist workshops and business help for people hoping to make a living from their artwork. The group also talked about the idea of a Native artist market in Haines. Some suggested it could piggyback off of one of Haines' big events, like the Southeast Alaska State Fair or Kluane Bike Race. Here's Sherry Price.
I think we could build an event in our community that was around the culture and the art. And it could become an event not to be missed.
Gruven says the meeting in Haines reinforced to her that there's a need for more workshops like the Formline Design one, a need for business advice for local artists, a need for master-apprentice partnerships. Gruven and her colleagues will visit the other communities that are part of the Art Academy initiative before making any final decisions. That includes Angoon, Craig, Hoona, Heidelberg, Juneau, Ketchikan, Sitka, Wrangell, and Yakutat. In Haines, I'm Emily Files.